episode 2507, The Joy of Discovery.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're enjoying a fabulous weekend. The weather, oh, come on. That moon was absolutely gorgeous. Hopefully you got to sneak a peek of the partial lunar eclipse. It is relationship builders, and come on, it's all about the joy of discovery. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, the joy of discovery is unmatchable. What you can learn about your mate on a personal level is much better than anything taught in a book. Learn and live. You know the saying about how curiosity killed the cat? Well, what if it can make your marriage better? Think about that. There is something about the discovery that opens up the door of vulnerability. And in a lot of marriages, vulnerability is still hard to come by. You think that you marry someone and you can be you. No problem. It's easy peasy. But that's not the case most of the time. There are still tendencies to withdraw honest reflection of oneself or how one spouse sees the other, right? Come on, be honest. I mean, are you fully 100% honest with your spouse? Does your spouse know everything about you? When I say everything, I mean everything. Now, you might be saying, well, does my spouse really need to know everything? Well, I guess there's a depend that comes with that statement. You have to know, though, if what you aren't sharing with your spouse is that keeping a part of you that's closing you off to your spouse. Because sometimes when we're not 100% honest with our spouse, what happens is it's like we're hiding this little bit. And this little bit, you know, take a piece of cheese for a mouse, okay? If you give the mouse the entire cheese, right? He can't eat it all. He's going to get sick. It's just going to be awful. But the problem is you fill up this little cup, let's say, of cheese. But then there's this one part that you close off. They can see the cheese, but they can't get to the cheese. Well, don't you think that's closing off a part of you? Now, yes, if you want me to be real and honest, not everything 100% has to be given to your spouse. I know that comes in a shock to you, but one of the way that you need to filter whether or not you need to share things with your spouse is it part that is going to keep you separated from your spouse? Is this going to be an area that's going to cause distance or friction? Because if it is, then it needs to be dealt with sooner rather than later, because what happens is over time, especially if it's a negative thing to the other person, bitterness is going to reside in the heart. And that is hard to mend. Bitterness is so tough. It can be overcome. I'm a testimony to that. But I'm telling you right now, it takes a lot of work. And so if you look at, you know, okay, I want to discover my spouse. I want to be there. I want to learn, but how much am I? You know, my husband and I, we dated for many years prior to marrying, and there were still some areas that were left untouched. We didn't know everything about each other when we said, I do. Now, almost full disclosure here, meaning, yes, it is full disclosure. We shared a ton of things, but there were a few exceptions to that, which we learned over time within our first few years of marriage. And then there were other things that we learned, right? So when you add all of that up and you look back, 2020 hindsight, we know how that is. That view's a lot different than working in conjunction and in real time. I'm talking about real time here because you don't always have 2020 hindsight. Because sometimes the real time ends everything. You know what I'm talking about, right? You get mad at your spouse, things build up, and then the big D comes in. Maybe you haven't experienced divorce, but maybe you've come to a breaking point in your marriage. and you said, you know what, I'm done. Something's got to change here. And usually there are those things in our lives that happen in our marriage. I mean, if we're going to be honest here, right? There is friction. There are fights. There are disagreements, but they all can be healed. But it also comes with the joy of discovery. As much as we think full disclosure happens, right? I mean, I would love to think that we all are fully open. That all stems from trust. And that trust is earned over time. It's not immediate. And let's be real, that trust can be broken or can waver at times. Right? You probably have had a few experiences where you've put a question mark on, well, don't know if that's 100% truth there. That's okay to question. But what did you do about it? Is it something now that is still there and, you know, it's part of that whole cheese thing where, you know, the mouse can see the cheese but can't get to that one bite that he's after? What is it? So how can the joy of discovery ignite your marriage and draw you closer as a couple? Well, it happens when you learn and live. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Learn and live. Most of us are just living, but we don't want to learn. And we take it backwards. We need to learn and live. It goes in conjunction. And discovery is the act or process of finding or becoming aware of something or someone. Oh, yes, there are many ways you can discover your spouse. I'm talking about the intimacy level, the intellectual level. There are many areas, the emotional level, right? You've got to figure out what sparks your spouse, what ignites her, what ignites him, and at the same time, what calms him. What is it that you can do? You know, because come on, you know you use some of it to your advantage, right? A little bit of manipulation here. Come on, if you're going to be honest, you're like, oh man, if this just gets underneath his skin, then I know I can use it this way. And you're not really manipulating, but be real, you are. So I really want you to be honest about where you are in your marriage. And it's hard. I know this does not come easy because it's really reflecting on where are we as a couple. And when you look at yourself as a couple and then you go and break it down to you, you're like, okay, maybe I thought we were doing great, but I need to work on this area. And guess what? That's okay. That's the joy of discovery. So what does it look like to learn and live? Well, number one, you got to learn. This is you becoming intentional about who you're married to. What are the interests, the personality traits? What is the latest trend with your spouse? You know, you keep up with the trends in stocks, food, restaurants, clothing, right? You want to be in vogue when it comes to life, but you have to know what's trending with your spouse. Your spouse is always changing, right? He's evolving. She's coming into her own. So what's trending? And this is where curiosity comes into play. Learn, play, and ask questions. That's how you learn. Number two, live. You've got to be alive with your spouse. And I cannot stress this enough. That means spending time together in all ways. Hear me out. That just doesn't mean the bedroom. Yep, you heard me. Because some people say, oh, well, you know what? We're great in the bedroom, but what about everything else? What about financially, spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally? You got to show up in the kitchen. Yes, in the bedroom, at the dinner table, in the office, in the playroom, at the football games. You've got to live with your spouse. You got to do life together, not just when it's convenient, not when it's going to get you what you're after. You got to be alive as a couple. Learn. Live. And finally, number three, love. This is not just an expression or word you use. It's shown in words and actions. Notice it's plural, words and actions. But it must be unconditional. See, that's the condition. It's got to be unconditional. Love cannot have boundaries that minimize the joy of discovery. Think about that. Love cannot have boundaries that minimizes the joy of discovery. Commitment takes a definitive action to go beyond yourself to love your spouse where he's at, or to love your spouse where she's at. Doing life together is simply doing life together. Learn, live, love. Don't overcomplicate the matters. Life is too short and marriage takes work. However, listen here. It's a gift to each other when you come together in the joy of discovery. And when you discover things about each other, do you not come alive? I just had a lunch date with my husband, and I got to tell you, we don't do lunch dates very often. Why? His office is about 40 plus minutes away from our home. So the commute is there and there's traffic. And so by the time I get there and get back, I've lost just in that time an hour and a half. That's without traffic. If I have traffic or something happens, I could be 2 hours on the road there and back. Which means if I have to do something for the family or the kids or the home or whatever it is or the business and I'm interviewing, it takes a chunk out of my day. And that's just travel time, right? That's 2 hours of travel time. That's not spending any time together. So when my husband and I have a moment to have a lunch date, it's miraculous. Like, I love it. So yesterday we had a lunch date. We went out to this sweet little Mexican restaurant, just the two of us, and enjoyed our time together. And I got to look into his eyes, which quite frankly, he comes home late sometimes and I don't get to see his eyes because they're about ready to hit the pillow and they are shut and they're gone. And I appreciate his hard work, but I also want to see the depths of his soul, and that's through his eyes. And I want to have that communication. And what is it? It's the joy of discovery. And so that's what we did. We just sat down and shared food, good food, and we talked and we caught up with each other. And it's something that we don't always get time to do. And guess what? None of the kids were around. The grandbaby wasn't here yet. And so it was just the two of us. That is discovery. And that brings joy into a marriage. So this season, recommit to your spouse and embrace each other's differences and similarities as you learn, live, and love so you can impact the world that you touch. Go out, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.